Hello, this is Reeler editor S.T. Van Airesdale, and welcome to the latest edition of the Reeler podcast. A little while back on this very site, I wrote about director Pedro Almodovar's virtual ownership of the New York Film Festival, to which he's been bringing his simmering melodramas and mysteries for nearly two decades now. His latest, Volver, fittingly translated as To Return, was arguably the 2006 festival's most celebrated title, featuring Penelope Cruz as a woman whose turbulent family drama encompasses lives, deaths, and reconciliations, both natural and unnatural. While the film might be a little too in love with its existential conceits, I mean, at heart it's basically a soap opera meets ghost story, it flourishes with its director's trademarks. In the close-up warmth of smiles, frustrations, and kind, even tear-streaked eyes, Almodovar's characters are as close to you as they are to him. Films like Volver feel like handmade gifts, and, as befits its title, Almodovar said he brought this gift from his native La Mancha.
Volver, which means the return, for me also is very important and has a special meaning because it represents my returning to my roots, to the place that I live, that I was born, to that moment. And in fact, that was very important for me, just to shoot in the same places, in the situation that I live, and surrounded by the women that I more or less represent, the women that I was surrounded, but above all, the presence of my mother that was everywhere. So Volver, you know, has a lot of meaning.
But getting at the meaning didn't come easy. It took 5 years of notes and drafts to complete a script that Almodovar finally felt ready to direct. The only problem? Who would play Raimunda, the 30-something woman afflicted on both sides by a willful, if sensitive, daughter, and a dead mother, or at least dead in theory, who may have returned to square up some old business? Luckily, the filmmaker did not have to look far.
And there was one moment when I have like more than 100 pages, and then I start writing the script. And in this moment, Penelope was 5 years older. So I thought, why not to give her the character of the mother? And then in the moment that I thought, oh my God, how I could not think about it before, because it was perfect for that. I mean, she was a very young mother. Biologically, she could be, the mother of an adolescent. I mean, she also was an adolescent mother. And then the second draft and the rest of the, because I write the scripts a lot of times, but since after the first draft, she was always present, like the character of the mother.
Cruz said she claimed the role almost instantly, but acknowledged that apprehensions kicked in as production approached. The actual word she used was terrified. I mean, terrified? Of Volver? But why?
Because I felt a lot of responsibility with this character, and I felt that he was giving me so much, he was having so much faith and so much trust in me. And I was aware that the character was very, extremely difficult, you know, and very emotionally very, very demanding. So I was very excited because that's the kind of thing I want to do. But I was also very scared. In my bed, crying the night before the shooting, crying for hours, calling all my family, but no one understood why I was like that. They would, you're crazy, you've done 35 movies, or I don't know, many. Why are you so scared? But this was different, because it was this character with him, you know. And it meant a lot to me, and I knew what it could do for my career, and I really didn't want to disappoint him. Every day my main mission was make him go home happy.
The other big name in Volver belongs to Carmen Maura, an early Almodovar stalwart who had not worked with the filmmaker since 1988's Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown. Almodovar explained how their latest collaboration emerged, and how a nearly 17-year layoff can give even one of the world's foremost auteurs a case of the jitters.
You know, I was a little scared that as I remember very well, the kind of chemistry that we have together, that it was almost miraculous. I mean, she was the actress that better understood me and better transferred, what I said. It was the best instrument in my hands. You know, you never know if that situation is going to repeat 17 years after. So, I mean, when we just we start reading the script, because this is what we do first, and I started giving just the first indication about the character, I mean, giving her the information and things like that. And just only, just when I just listen how she start reading the lines, I was sure that that chemistry exists already, and it was the same. I mean, it was like we were working the day before, and that was very moving.
Of course, Cruz had experienced her own 7-year Almodovar hiatus after 1999's All About My Mother. What did she learn from the reconnection between her director and his former star?
What I saw is that it was so easy for them to connect again, and they had worked together so much that they had the system down, you know? They knew exactly all the things that they went through in those years in the past. It stayed with them, and they had the same level of communication. It was amazing to see how, after all those years, two people can still work together so well and not have to have a plan for it, you know? It's just in a natural way it was happening.
A little later, Almodovar alluded to the parallels between his intergenerational leading ladies.
What I felt in this case working with Penelope is something that I felt with Carmen exactly in the 20 years ago when we were shooting Low Desire. I mean, she provoked me the same sense of happiness, of pleasure, because, I mean, someone, in this case one actress, was doing something amazing in front of a camera. And I got the same feeling with Penelope in this case. I mean, Penelope was blossoming just with this character. I have that feeling with Carmen also in the 80s.
So what exactly is it that makes this guy good with actresses? So good, in fact, that in an unprecedented accomplishment, his whole cast shared this year's Best Actress prize at the Cannes Film Festival.
You know, as an actress, you're there with him and you really feel loved by your director, you know, and you feel like he cares about what we feel and think, and he sees everything. I mean, you cannot hide anything from him. And especially me, because of the friendship that we have for 10 years. So many times I feel like I'm hiding something and I don't want to share that with him because I don't want to worry him or this and that. It doesn't matter that I don't tell him. He looks at me and he knows exactly what it is and why, and it's incredible.
For his part, Almodovar just chalks it up to a lifetime of observation.
I mean, really, I mean, this movie is based in the women that I was surrounded when I was a child. And I remember myself, I mean, very little, just watch them, listening to them, and then I was discovering life, because they represent life. They were always doing things, but also they represent fiction, the origin of fiction, because they also told a lot of stories, tremendous stories, tragedies, and that I was very impressed and amazed and surprised and interested.
And now there's the awards talk. Cruz is a shoe-in for a Best Actress Oscar nod, Almodovar is a dark horse for Best Director, etc., etc. For about the 1,000th time since arriving in New York the day before, Cruz waved off the buzz.
We are not really thinking a lot about awards, even if, you know, sometimes it's difficult when people tell you every day, but it's better not to expect anything and not to think about it too much, even if it would make us very happy, you know, but the movie is giving us a lot, and I don't like when people are pretend to be cool and say, oh, I don't care. No, of course, and I want Pedro to get everything that he deserves. But it's better not to put your attention in those things and not to expect it.
Well, I guess we'll just have to wait and see. Meanwhile, Volver opens Friday, November 3rd in New York, while Sony Classics' Viva Pedro retrospective continues this week over at BAM. Thanks as always for listening, and please check back next week for a chat with Fur director Steven Schoenberg right here on The Reeler, your home for New York City cinema news, notes, and happenings from the art house to the red carpet.